Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Marks and Reese are back. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese. Sounds of the Day coming up in just a second. Nigerian sports radio debate you'll hear. You have from Jimmy Butler, too, at Shoot Around today. Makes his debut for the 76ers tonight.
Jimmy Buckets.
Yeah. All right, give me your prediction right now.
Oh, I'm excited about Jimmy Buckets. We're getting 20 tonight. At least 20.
20?
Yeah, or at least 20. I'm being modest.
I think he puts up 30 shots. Seriously.
On his first game?
Dude. He hasn't really played in a while. Think about it.
Yeah, he probably hasn't played since last week, so he wants to get out there. I think he'll be have some nervous energy tonight.
Yeah, definitely.
So he may not look as sharp as he's going to look, but right now, I'm excited Jimmy Butler is here. I'm just going to take us time to figure out Jimmy Butler's motives.
Yeah.
You know, does Jimmy Butler really mean the stuff that he said yesterday? All that sounds good when you're going to a new town and you're trying to start anew. You're trying to be like.
Yeah, of course he's going to say what he
exactly.
said yesterday.
Yeah, first of all, you didn't fool any of us with that stuff about your teammates and all that nonsense.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure the teammates may not say what you think they're going to say, Jimmy.
Right. We just agree to give you a fresh start here. We're assuming you're going to be somewhere that you want to be.
I mean, like, the bottom line is we don't know what happened up there.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know what the coach is like. I don't know what the organization's like. I don't know what his teammates are like.
But I know what his reputation is.
Jimmy Butler may have very well been right in the situation. Mm-hmm. I doubt it. But he's the type of guy that has rubbed the wrong way easily based on his previous stops.
Yeah.
You said he has a reputation. He has a reputation for a reason, but that doesn't matter.
No, here's the thing.
At this point.
And here's what I expect to be different, and I think Marcus Hayes wrote something about this. I don't think Jimmy Butler respected Andrew Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns as men.
No.
And he certainly...
Well, saw him as soft.
I'm wrong. Maybe he respected them as men, but he certainly didn't respect them as basketball players from a mentally tough standpoint. He didn't feel like he could win with them. Either he felt like they were mentally soft. And he... Forget about how talented you are. He's looking at you and saying, you guys aren't tough. You guys aren't foxhole guys. I can't go down in a battle with you guys. Same thing in Chicago when he was with younger guys. He basically berated them, thinking that he was going to toughen them up. It's the same thing Kobe used to get blamed for being too hard on young players.
He's a bad teammate.
Yeah, but it's can it be that he wants to win so bad he's trying to get you to raise to his level? Now, here's the problem that Jimmy has.
Mm-hmm.
A, you don't have the reputation or the work ethic of a Kobe Bryant, nor do you have the talent
you're not Kobe.
Of a Kobe Bryant.
Kobe can get away with that stuff.
Exactly, because of his resume. Now, you bring that here to Philadelphia. Not going to be a problem with Embiid. I think you'll meet force with force. Like, Embiid, you're going to – I would be surprised if he's here long enough. I'd be surprised if it happened this year, but if he certainly resigns here. I could see Embiid and Jimmy butting heads in practice a time or two.
Sure.
Or him and Ben Simmons butting heads in practice, because I think those two guys are mentally tough from this standpoint. Embiid is tough, mentally tough, because he knows he's one of the five best players in the NBA.
Yep.
Ben Simmons is tough from the standpoint of you're not going to shake his confidence from him thinking he's a star player. Like, you're not going to take that from him.
He
was born and bred to be a star, even though he can't shoot. That doesn't matter.
No, he still views himself as the best prospect to come out since LeBron.
Yes.
He views himself.
Yes.
He doesn't hear the, well, Holmes, you better get a jump shot.
Yeah, he don't care about any of that.
He doesn't.
Yes.
The only thing he sees is, I was rookie of the year, and I'm damn near getting a triple-double every night.
And he called himself an all-star already.
Yes, he did. Good old Ben.
Yeah, so I don't worry about that when it comes to those two guys. But I want to make sure.
Yeah, but over the course of 5 years, like, do I expect him to be here in 5 years? Of course not.
Right. But you want him to sign the extension, though,
maybe,
right?
Maybe. Yeah. You max him.
As long as he plays nice this year and it's not a complete disaster, I think most of us want him to re-sign here.
He's only 29. He still needs to grow up a little bit with some of this stuff. And and right now, all you can do is give him the benefit of the doubt and say, like, listen, I don't think he's a bad guy.
Just give him a clean slate.
Yeah.
Yeah, give him a clean slate here.
Brett said this, let me worry about the rest.
Right.
And you know what? I'm going to let him worry about the rest.
Well, guess what, Coach? Quite honestly, it boils down to you.
It does.
Guess what? All these other coaches that are on good teams, championship caliber teams, they have to coach star players. And they have to deal with star players. So now, not only do you have the two young ones that you've had to deal with, you got a little bit of a different star coming in here now you got to deal with.
His job just got that much more difficult.
Yes, sir.
It got easier in some aspects, but much more difficult in others.
And that doesn't even include the pressure to win.
Yeah, and honestly,
like he has pressure to win. Like, you got to... We're expecting, what are you expecting now? What would be a successful season for you? A realistic successful season?
Conference finals?
Gotta be conference finals, yes.
Can't just win a round right
gotta
now.
Gotta be, yeah, you
no,
can't just win a round.
Conference finals.
Yeah. So you're going to have to take out Boston or either Toronto in the second round.
Yep, yes you are.
You're going to have to do that in the second round.
Yes you are. All right, let's do sounds of the day. Give it to me, Ben. All right, Ben, let's start off with Jimmy Butler at shoot around today. Q&A with reporters. Take a listen.
Jimmy, what did you learn from your teammates at dinner last night?
What did I learn? JJ likes steak. JJ is married, two kids. I learned a lot about everybody in a sense. Not even basketball, just a lot about where they're from, a lot about how they grew up. Obviously, I know who they are as basketball players. But I think there's still a lot more time for me to get to know these guys, my guys at that. And only time will tell how much I get to know about each one of them.
Any country music fans?
I don't know yet. We'll find out whenever I start playing country, and you'll get the ones that will be like, yo, turn that off. And then you got the ones that will be, okay, I'm vibing with it a little bit.
How long do you wait to test that?
ASAP. So maybe on the bus back, I'll be singing at the top of my lungs, and we'll see if they like it or not.
Yeah, Jimmy, big country music fan. Who was it that his favorite act there, Ben? I don't know. It was publicized after he got traded.
Oh, I can't remember. I don't know anything about country music.
No,
Ben? Freddie Mitchell was a big country music fan.
Yes, he was. Yeah. I know you're a big fan, too, Ike. Kenny Chesney?
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, I'm a fan of her, too. All right, so let's get to it.
Kenny Chesney.
Ike, listen, man, if it doesn't work out for me here at 94 WIP, I always have the option of going to Nigeria to do sports radio.
You do?
Yeah. I think they started flying. So this, what's the name of the station, Ben? It's 88.9.
It's 88.9 Brilla.
They started following me on Twitter.
Okay.
And then I was like, well, I'll give a follow back. And I kind of looked. I'm like, what is going on? It's Nigeria's only sports radio station.
Yeah, and I was starting to find out that it's actually in English, which I couldn't tell after listening to this debate.
Yeah, this is English. Here it is.
I've been telling you, young man, he who rises too early gets beaten by any morning dew. Mbappe should wait. Wait out time. Ronaldo deserves it. Those that have no quality. No, he was at the World Cup. No, it's not a team event. It is an individual award. An individual award. Not what the team did.
Individual awards have been handed out. When you were handing out those awards, where was Cristiano Ronaldo? Best player in Europe. He did not get it. Best player. He did not get it. Best player at the World Cup. He did not get it. All the individual awards, he has managed to lose them. He has lost them. You know what he's saying? This is not coaching. This is certainly not coaching. It's about vote.
There you go.
All I heard was Ronaldo.
And best player in the world,
I heard at one point.
Not about coaching. Sounds like us. Say, listen, man.
We didn't get to hear the Ben Levinson of the show.
Oh, Lord.
it's actually just a chicken. Clucking chicken.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.